This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
One way to get money in retirement sometimes sounds like this.
A reverse mortgage loan uses your built-up home equity to give you cash now and when you need it in the future.
Pay it back. That's actor Tom Selleck pitching reverse mortgage loans. They're like a traditional mortgage, but instead of a monthly house note, the lender pays you, using your home as security for the loan. New rules for these loans start on Monday. The main headline: senior homeowners won't be able to borrow as much. Plus, they'll have to pay more up front. The reason is that one in five reverse mortgages taken out between 2009 and last year are expected to default. That's cost the Federal Housing Authority, which insures the program, $12 billion and put some seniors' homes at risk.
It's a huge deal because you're seeing people that are in their end of life now facing losing their home. They might be homeless, literally homeless, because they owe maybe a quarter's worth of property taxes.
That's Jennifer Levy, an attorney at JASA Legal Services for the Elderly. People still need to pay property taxes under a reverse mortgage. If they don't, the lender will pay, then ask for repayment plus interest. Levy says some lenders often haven't made that clear.
And basically gave them a misunderstanding that they can live in their home for the rest of their lives without making any payments. And they certainly didn't explain that they could find themselves in foreclosure for something as little as forgetting to pay your property taxes.
She says the new rules that cap borrowing can protect seniors from going into default. But on the other hand, they could cut off funds to those who need it. To talk about the rules from the lender's perspective, we have Peter Bell. He heads the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association. Welcome.
My pleasure to be here.
So when you look at these new rules, are lenders going to lose money if the loan amounts are decreased?
Possibly in the near term, but I don't think that's necessarily true in the long term. The consumer's accrual against the home will be slower, meaning that more of their equity will be preserved for a longer duration of time.
One question I have is looking at some data showing an 18% default rate on reverse mortgage loans taken out from 2009 to last year. That's a pretty high default rate. And I guess I'm curious.
Well, you have to understand what that default rate means. A default in a reverse mortgage is when a tax and insurance payment is missed. And a large number of those are due to the fact the borrower has passed away. So in that period, there is nobody there to pay the taxes and insurance.
So why, as a lender, would you lend into that market? It seems like one where, you've got some risks.
Well, that's what the FHA insurance is there for, to protect the lender against risk. Essentially, the lender has to advance the funds that are required under the mortgage to the borrower. And the lender also is required to advance funds for taxes and insurance in cases where the homeowner misses paying those. And then they work with the borrower to get them on a repayment schedule to pay that back.
When we talk about this idea of taxes and insurance that seniors who are taking these reverse mortgages out need to pay, do you think that they understand what they're on the hook for? Obviously, one of the big criticisms of reverse mortgages is whether or not people really have a sense of what they're signing up for.
First of all, every reverse mortgage borrower is obligated to go for a counseling session with an independent third-party reverse mortgage counselor. Secondly, these people are already homeowners. Every homeowner knows you pay property taxes. I hear a lot of people saying, oh, well, so-and-so lost their home because they had a reverse mortgage and didn't pay their taxes. Well, if you have no mortgage and you don't pay your taxes, what happens? You lose your home. So that's not really the reverse mortgage at blame. That's the failure to meet a basic obligation of property ownership.
You know, one of the things we do on this show is try to connect kind of big macroeconomic concepts to people's lives. And I guess I'm curious, as someone in this business, how much attention do you pay to what the Federal Reserve is doing right now? And how could that affect your business going forward?
Well, certainly our loans and the amount of benefit that we give to any borrower is a function of what the expected interest rate will be on the loan. So as the Fed raises rates, we do take some element of the market and render them ineligible to get the loan. The reason for that is because their current indebtedness on their house is greater than the amount of money they can get from the reverse mortgage.
Do you see activity right now, you know, people sort of trying to get ahead of the December meeting?
Not necessarily ahead of the December meeting at the moment. Right now, people are trying to get ahead of the October 2nd implementation. Every single reverse mortgage counseling agency around the country has reported that all slots are completely filled.
Peter Bell, President and CEO of the National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so let's pick up that point about people trying to get in ahead of Monday's deadline. Mary Leo is a reverse mortgage counselor. By law, people who get a reverse mortgage have to talk to someone like her first. And I asked if she's been getting more calls lately.
Absolutely. So in a typical month, maybe I'll get one or two calls of folks interested in a reverse mortgage counseling session. And this week, every day, I've been getting 4 to 5 calls a day, and we just don't have the capacity to assist everyone, unfortunately.
In terms of the income range of folks who are coming in, is it specific or does it vary?
It varies a lot. I've counseled folks who are on extremely limited income or maybe without income. Recently, I counseled a gentleman who had a very successful, thriving business, and his home was worth, you know, over $500,000. So I see a wide range. Usually my lower income families really need the reverse mortgage to pay off an existing mortgage or to be able to pay for essentials. And then my higher income folks are doing it by choice.
You know, one thing I'm curious about, particularly if you're dealing with seniors who, say, have heirs or one spouse in a marriage, how much disclosure is there?
I spend a lot of time with my clients discussing who else is involved in their lives, because you need to disclose the reverse mortgage to the folks who are going to be responsible for your home when you're no longer there.
When I look at default rates, are they high because people don't know what they're getting into?
Well, default is confusing in the context of a reverse mortgage. So when we say default rate, that means people are falling behind on their property taxes or school taxes.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. When most people come in, do they know that they have to keep paying their property taxes?
Most of the folks I counsel assume that they have to continue paying their property taxes. But for the folks who have a mortgage payment, a lot of times they have an escrow account that's been paying their property tax bill for them. So the few situations I've run into where somebody defaults on the reverse mortgage and gets behind on their property taxes, it's because their original mortgage payment was paying that bill for them every year, and it just wasn't part of their habit to make that payment on their own as a separate payment.
It sounds like these rules, though, were put in place, you know, so that people did not get in difficult financial situations, or the new rules. I mean, what do you think of them?
One of the key features of the reverse mortgage that's backed by HUD is mortgage insurance. And if changes aren't made to sustain that insurance pool, we're going to be without the program. So I'm in favor for any adjustments that can make the program more sustainable and an option for seniors in the future. But everybody should know that there's HUD housing counseling available in every community for every kind of reverse mortgage product.
Mary Leo, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thanks so much. It was great.
If you have a story about your experience with reverse mortgage loans, tell us about it. Our email is weekend@marketplace.org, or leave us a message on our voicemail line, 1-800-648-5114.